بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today inshallah we will discuss just one name of the beautiful names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and that name is Al-Alim. Al-Alim means the all-knowing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows every single thing. Ulama explain, when defining this name Al-Alim, Alim comes from the word Ilm. Ilm means knowledge. Alim is the person who possesses knowledge. Al-Alim is that person who possesses every type of knowledge without any tense or time to it. Infinite, unlimited. So in describing, ulama explain this word alim, lam yazal aliman wa la yazalu aliman bima kan wa ma yakun. That alim is that being who knows everything that did happen and he knows everything that will happen. La yakhfa alayhi khafiyatun fil ardi wa la fis sama. Nothing in the earth or the skies is hidden from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أَحَاطَ عِلْمُهُ بِجَمِيعِ الْأَشْيَاءِ بَاطِنِهَا وَظَاهِرِهَا دَقِيقِهَا وَجَلِيلِهَا عَلَىٰ أَتَمِّ الْإِمْكَانِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge encompasses every creation and every entity besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The batin of it, the inner secrets, the apparent, every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the finest, minutest detail knows everything that is happening around the world. Ibn al-Jarir rahimahullah, when explaining the word alim, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى ذُو عِلْمٍ بِجَمِيعِ مَا أَخْفَتْهُ سُدُورُ خَلْقِهِ مِنْ إِيمَانٍ وَكُفْرٍ وَحَقٍ وَبَاطِلٍ وَخَيْرٍ وَشَرٍ. He says, Alim is that being, ذو علم, who possesses complete full knowledge of that which his creation conceals within themselves. Meaning any person who's got iman, even to the amount of a mustard seed or less, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. That person who's got kufr, even to the smallest of amounts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. That person who does any good deed, that is why in إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ towards the end, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرَ يَرَى. Even if you did an atom amounts of good deed, an atom, how small is that? That amount, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even knows about it. And a person will be rewarded on the day of Qiyamah for whatever he has done. This word Al-Alim appears approximately 157 times in the Qur'an Kareem. Al-Alim, 157 times in the Qur'an. One ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when describing His knowledge, all-encompassing knowledge, mentions, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is in the sea and what is in on land. What is on the land, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. What is in the sea, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. There are so many different species of the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala deep down in the ocean that scientists till today are discovering more creations of Allah. Till now, there is, most of us know about National Geographic, there is another person also who does all these research with regards to the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is, I can't recall the distance that, there is a certain amount of distance that you can go down with your oxygen mask and your tank down to the surface. Try to go to the surface rather. So they tried to go to the surface. They came to a point the pressure wouldn't allow them to go any further. So what they did, they said, we cannot go any further. Let's go and build floodlights to a certain measurement that will not interfere with the creation of Allah deep down in the ocean so we can discover more. So they came back up, made a certain type of a floodlight that will not affect the living creation of Allah deep down in the ocean. So they came to that amount or that distance that their tanks would allow them to come down. And then the pressure wouldn't allow them to go any further. Put on their floodlights and they were amazed with what is still left to discover beyond that depth. They said, we can't reach there, we just got floodlights, we're looking at it. They take in pictures, photos from a distance, and they are still discovering more. The Quran Kareem, when he discusses the depth of the ocean, أَوْكَ ظُلُمَاتٍ فِي بَحْرِ اللُّجِّيِّ يَغْشَاهُ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ مَوْجٌ مِنْ فَوْقِهِ سَحَابٌ ظُلُمَاتٌ بَعْضُهَا فَوْقَ بَعْضٍ. That when you go down into the ocean, it's layers of darkness, stage for stage, but you're getting into a very dark area down in the ocean. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know everything. You're still discovering, you're making lights, floodlights to go deep down to see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, without that light, I know every of my creation. Forget about that. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِن وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. Wherever in the world one leaf falls down, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have full knowledge about it. What was the size, way about it fell, and how did it fall? Everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْلَمُ سِرَّكُمْ وَجَهْرَكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. You whisper to the person next to you, Allah heard it just like you would scream to the person at the distance from you. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا تَكْسِبُونَ. Everything you earn is in the full knowledge of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That person who is cognizant, who has full awareness of this quality of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it's impossible for him to disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Because whatever I even keep in my heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. Forget about going into one room so no one can see and logging on onto the website that no one knows about, and then you quickly delete the history because your father knows that if he goes there, he'll find certain things. So you quickly clear up the history, put into recycle bin, you go into there and you clear that also. So it's out of the archives. What you can do all of that, but that has been recorded by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The angels have recorded it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. What did Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra bi'a'rabiyyin? He passed by a Bedouin. And this Bedouin was making dua. وَهُوَ يَدْعُو فِي صَلَاتِهِ. In his salah, he's making a dua, amazing dua. In his salah, he's making dua. He's addressing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and he says, يَا مَنْ لَا تَرَاهُ الْعُيُونَ وَلَا تُخَالِتُهُ الظُّنُونَ وَلَا يَصِفُهُ الْوَاصِفُونَ وَلَا تُغَيِّرُهُ الْحَوَادِثُ وَلَا يَخْشَى الدَّوَائِرُ يَعْلَمُ مَثَاقِيلَ الْجِبَالِ وَمَكَائِيلَ الْبِحَارِ وَعَدَدَ قَطْرِ الْأَمْطَارِ وَعَدَدَ وَرَقِ الْأَشْجَارِ وَعَدَدَ مَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلُ وَأَشْرَقَ عَلَيْهِ النَّهَارُ وَلَا تُوَارِي مِنْهُ سَمَاءٌ سَمَاءً وَلَا أَرْضٌ أَرْضًا وَلَا بَحْرٌ مَا فِي قَعْرِهِ وَلَا جَبَلٌ مَا فِي وَعْرِهِ اجْعَلْ خَيْرَ أُمْرِي آخِرَهُ وَخَيْرَ عَمَلِي خَوَاتِيمَهُ وَخَيْرَ أَيَّامِي يَوْمَ أَلْقَاكَ فِيهِ. Nabi Sam heard this dua. When he heard this dua, Nabi Sam says, wait for this Bedouin, O my Sahaba, fa'tini bihi. After his salah, please bring him to me. Now in this dua, what is he saying? Ya man la tarahu al-uyun. Oh, that being no eye in this earthly life can behold. No mind can ever fathom. You are beyond our imagination. No person can describe you, O my Allah. وَلَا تُغَيِّرُ الْحَوَادِثِ. The vicissitudes of time do not affect you. You do not fear any changes in the world. You know the weight of every mountain. You know the volume of every sea. You know when every amount of raindrop that falls, you know the amount and the count of the leaves that are dropping from and shedding of the trees. O my Allah, you know that which is hidden in the depths of the ocean. You know that which is hidden in the core of a mountain, right at the middle of it. Ya Allah, you know what's hidden in the deep crevices of the earth. O my Allah, no earth is hidden from you. No sky can hide another. No earth can hide another from you. The seven layers of the heavens and the earth. O my Allah, he's describing Allah. Then he says, O my Allah, اجعل خير أمري آخره. Make the best of my life the end of my life. Make the best of my actions the last action of my life. And let the best of my day be the day when I meet you. So when Nabi Sam heard this, he asked for that Bedouin, finished his salah. So one sahabi says, Nabi Sam is calling you, he's summoning you. So he says, now what did I do? What was wrong? Goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes out a piece of gold and he gives it to him. So this Bedouin looks at it, a little bit baffled. Anyway, he keeps it. Nabi Sam tells him, but you're not asking me why I gave it to you. So he asks Nabi Sam, why you gave it to me? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that you have praised Allah in a way unprecedented. You have fulfilled the right in praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That quality Allah knows everything. You have praised Allah to perfection. This piece of gold is for you. Now if Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could have rewarded the person who praised Allah with a piece of gold, how much won't Allah reward the person who praises Allah himself? So it's a dua, we'll find it in Munajat-e-Maqbool, Hizb-ul-Azam, etc. The different books that contain the duas. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَّرَّ الْقَوْلِ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Whether you whisper or you scream, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I know about it. Whether you're hiding somewhere, wherever you are, I know everything you are doing. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are doing it, I know about it. I know exactly what you are doing. What you did, how you tried the transaction, how you did the person down, every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about whatever we do. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Amazing. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم. O Ummati Muslima, O the entire Ummat, all of you, every one of you, A to Z, biggest to smallest, most intelligent, best IQ level, to the lowest IQ level, all of you put together, every profession, every fraternity, put all your knowledge together. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم. The engineer, the doctor, the advocate, the president, put everyone's knowledge, the scientist, every one of you, put your knowledge together.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, all of your knowledge, put all of your textbooks, the libraries of the world together, وَمَا أُتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ, all of your knowledge, إِلَّا قَلِيلًا, just a little bit. That is little bit, Allah says. There's nothing. What do you know? You don't know much. وَمَا أُتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, one day in his era, the Khalifa of Baghdad, he had a dream. In his dream, he sees an angel. So when he sees this angel, he asks the angel that how long do I have to live? So that angel pointed to him. So he went back to his ministers and he asked them, what does that mean? So one minister says, you've got 5 minutes. He says, Pareshan now. 5 minutes. Worried. He asked the other one, he says, no, don't worry. You've got 5 days. So he asked the other person, so he says, no, hold on. You've got 5 months. And the other person says, you've got 5 years. So anyway, he left it like that, whether you got 5 days, months, whatever. Eventually, the Khalifa, he went to ask Imam Abu Hanifa, he said, there's a very learned person. So he went to ask Imam Abu Hanifa rahimullah, I asked the angel how long left, he did this. So what's the meaning of that? Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah says, no, you don't got 5 minutes, 5 days, 5 months, or 5 years. This, you know what it means? إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتِ. 5 aspects, the knowledge of which is exclusive to Allah. The knowledge with regards to the occurrence of the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. Allah knows the entire future of the fetus in the womb. Not only the gender. The entire life of that person Allah knows. Whether he'll be pious, impious. How long he'll live. When he will die. How he will die. Everything. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ. So the second one rather was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when the rain will fall. And He knows what's in the womb. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you will earn tomorrow. And He knows where you will die. The place you will die, He also knows that. That also He knows. So that's the meaning of 5. That knowledge no one knows, only Allah knows. The angel can't tell you, no one can tell you about it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. One day, in the time of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, the angel of death came. And he looked at the person next to Sulaiman alayhi salam and he frowned at him. That's all. So eventually this person had a discussion with Sulaiman alayhi salam. So he told Sulaiman alayhi salam, I need to be at a certain place. How do I get there? I mean, it's going to take me months, but it's a matter of urgency. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, nothing major. وَلِسُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحَ غُدُوُهَا شَهْرُ وَرَوَاحُهَا شَهْرُ. He says, no problem. Ordered the winds, carry this person, take him where he needs to go. One morning or afternoon's blowing of the wind will take him a month's journey. So he reached wherever he needed to go. The moment he reached his destination, Malakul Maut came and he took his life. So Sulaiman alayhi salam says, what's happening over here? You took his life, you frowned at him. So he says, when I came to you, I frowned at him because I'm supposed to take his life at that place. What is he doing here? He's not supposed to be here. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that he asked to be at his destination, wherever he was going, and his soul was extracted at that place. So Allahu Akbar, we don't know when we're gonna die, where we're gonna die, how we're gonna die. All of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got full knowledge of it. قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا. Nabi Sam says, I don't have any ability of harming myself or benefiting myself. وَلَوْ كُنْتُ عَلَمُ الْغَيْبِ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. I'm not عَلِمُ الْغَيْبِ. I don't know everything. I don't know. Had I known everything, I would have taken every goodness for myself. Whatever it would have taken. to secure goodness for myself and my entire ummah. Now this quality of alim, important from here, the lesson for us is that we always be on that road to learning knowledge, all the time learning, increasing our ilm and our knowledge of the deen of Allah. Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli muslim. The acquisition and the searching of knowledge is a fard on every Muslim. Nabi Sam says, to seek knowledge is fard, faridatun, it's a duty of every Muslim, which means that every person has to become an alim. It means every person needs to know that knowledge which governs his life. If a person is a businessman, in your field you need to know what's halal and haram. If you are in forex or money exchange, now you need to know the laws of currencies. And if a person is a tailor, shoemaker, retailer, wholesaler, whatever it is, he needs to know the laws that govern his business. Every one of us, we have to make sure we're always learning. I mean, the reason why we are here sitting in this program is because we want to learn something about the deen of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. That person who goes out in search of knowledge, the angels spread their wings out of honor for such a person. Now, we coming, if we make this intention, oh my Allah, I came to sit for this program, to learn some branch of deen, the angels have spread their wings. The angels have spread their wings. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. One incident we are reading, on the 27th of October, 1989. 27th of October, 1989. A earthquake took place in San Francisco. So the people were up in arms. They said this earthquake, 6.9 on the Richter scale, and you didn't inform us about this looming and upcoming earthquake, loss of life. There was a property lost to the value of $5 billion that time, 1989. So the people asked we're in technology, you've got the devices to warn us, pre-warn us, what happened? So one person said, he said that the warning was in the creation of Allah. You all didn't take the sign. If you looked into the creation of Allah, you would have seen it. So one person says, the day before, on the 26th of October, the animals in San Francisco were going haywire. Those horses that could jump over the pen, the enclosure, they jumped and they were running for like wild. Animals in the jungle were escaping from the area of San Francisco. So one person says, one man actually died. Because as he was walking, there was a whole group of horses running wild in his direction. He had nothing, he couldn't take cover, and they ran over him and killed him. So that's how he passed away. So they didn't know what was happening. But this was all the animal kingdom already was informed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Run for cover. Insan is going to get a wake-up call now. You all go for cover. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. He knows everything. Allah subhanahu grant us the tawfiq, that ability. Person reads al-alim frequently, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the bosom of such a person to the ma'rifat and to the hidden wisdoms of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Continuously we read it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us knowledge. Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, no person can worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala better than that person who possesses knowledge of how to worship Allah. If you worship Allah with knowledge, is much more rewarding as compared to worshipping Allah with ignorance and not knowing the laws. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each one of us. Karanta sufiq wa akhir da'wan. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah.